Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The brutal heat wave is now set to stretch until Sunday.
Even 3 or 4 hours of cooling off in an air-conditioned facility during a heat wave can save lives.
You stop sweating, right? That's a very bad sign.
Bracing for a vicious special election campaign over redistricting.
Gavin Newsom and the legislature are going to ask the voters of California to play hardball politics.
And residents demand more cops on the streets to fight crime in downtown LA.
A police officer on a block, walking up and down the block.
Welcome to a sizzling hot, but also ineffably cool version of the LA Local for Friday, August 22nd, 2025. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. California now at the center of a national political tussle over redistricting. That's the word being used, but we're really talking gerrymandering. Claims of rigged elections flying in all directions, and you, humble voter, get your say in a special election in November. Meanwhile, LA County simply does not have enough probation officers out in the field dealing with people released from prison. You could and maybe should call it a criminal justice crisis, and red tape is involved. Then there is safety in downtown LA, or DTLA, as many like to say. You'll know if you've been there recently, it can be really scary, but residents have a big idea for improving matters. But we start with the National Weather Service. They're not messing around. They have extended the extreme heat warning until 9 p.m. on Sunday as the heat wave continues. And they say this is not your normal summer heat. Add on 5, 10 or 15 degrees to what you're typically used to in August. KNX got the latest from the chief heat officer, and yes, there is one, for the city of LA, Marta Segura.
These heat waves are much more dangerous than they were 10 years ago because it's a multi-day event. People have to plan ahead to get cooled off during the day because research has shown that even 3 or 4 hours of cooling off in an air-conditioned facility during a heat wave can save lives. You don't have to stay there all day.
She says rec centers and libraries are good places to go, as well as the cooling centers, which are now open.
LAFD is on standby for possible increased 911 calls. And the Department of Water and Power is also on standby for a possible power outage. And again, our emergency management department has active emergency duty officers 24/7 to ensure that we know what's happening throughout the city, particularly with this red flag alert for fires that might occur.
The real nightmare in this kind of weather is if your AC unit breaks down. Our John Baird talked about that with Jorge Carvajal, who is in charge of a team of repair technicians for Brody Pinnell Heating and Air Conditioning, based in Culver City.
What's it like during a heat wave?
To be honest, it's madness. Everybody needs to be cool. People without cold air, we need to get new units in ASAP, because nobody likes being uncomfortable, man.
Well, I mean, do the phones tend to ring off the hook whenever we go through a heat wave?
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, we can't even get to every single call. It's pretty wild.
How do you decide priority calls?
There's a lot of factors, right? Especially elderly. If they let us know, then those are definitely some people that we want to take care of first. And then if their unit just isn't working at all, right? If their unit isn't working at all, then that's going to be a priority. We have some people that, you know, when it gets really hot, they're concerned. Like, hey, I just want to make sure my AC is going to be working through the summer. Okay, well, it's working, right? And I have people out there that have no AC right now. So that's how we base the priorities.
We even got to hear part of his pep talk for techs before they went out this morning to answer all those calls. He gave them a warning on the risks of heat stroke and exhaustion.
When you guys are in the attic, do you ever notice when you stop sweating? Right? It's a very bad sign. You're sweating, it's great, right? We don't like to be sweating, but it's a good sign. Once you stop sweating, hey, get out of there, right?
Things are also heating up politically here in California. We are now going to get a vote in November on Governor Newsom's plans to redraw congressional boundaries to add 5 more Democrats in the House. He calls this a straight response to Texas shifting its districts to add 5 more Republicans. All this, of course, in advance of the midterm elections next year. Our Emily Valdez got a preview of the arguments ahead from California political analyst Phil Mateer.
We could see a domino effect, Indiana, possibly Ohio, yes. Other states redrawing their lines, too. I mean, where does it end?
Well, it ends when people finally get it run out of ways to redraw the lines. The downside for the Democrats is, they matched Texas, but then Florida turns around and says, well, we'll do the same thing here. Democrats are at a disadvantage because they don't have the legislatures and the governors and the republic and the strength in states outside of California. New York and Illinois is about the only place where you could pull this off. So they're outweighed there. And there's a question I got to tell you, even if this will pass in California, Democrats are the overwhelming majority in lawmakers in Sacramento, but in the public, they're only about 46% of the vote, and they rely on independents to swing Democratic in order to win elections. Now, selling this to independent voters might not be as easy as making it sell to Democrats alone. And for that, Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to raise and spend upwards of like $90 million to try to convince voters to go for this. Now, on the counter side is a guy by the name of Charles Munger, Jr., who is a scientist who has inherited a boatload of money from his father, and he could float or match that money. And he has a spokesman as well in the form of Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is opposed to this type of gerrymandering. So we could have Gavin Newsom versus Arnold Schwarzenegger on the air fighting this one out.
Wow. And also, okay, just for our listeners, a poli-sci reminder, you know, we have 2 senators for every state, but like you were pointing out, the congressional seats,
yeah.
They're different.
They're based on population.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be based on population. You get a certain amount. As your population grows or shrinks, you adjust them. So like California sends 50-plus. We're the most populous state. We send 50-plus congressional people. And that's right. It's drawn on how many people are in a district. It's supposed to be, you know, the sound towns and places of interest and race balance and all these things. And that's how California's drawn its maps in the last couple of times. Now it's going to just try to get as many Democrats into a district and swing it. That's different. That's the difference between just politics and hardball politics. Gavin Newsom and the legislature are going to ask the voters of California to play hardball politics.
From hardball politics to worries about crime and safety in downtown L.A., the Residents Association there has just published a survey of more than 700 residents and businesses, finding that the top concerns are mentally ill people acting out in the streets, plus blatant open-air drug use and sales. There's also understandable concern about muggings, fights, and robberies. I got more from Cassie Horton. She's co-founder of the Downtown LA Residents Association, which commissioned the survey.
The people who live here, there are 90,000 of us. We see that every day. You know, we don't just get to make the decision that we're not going to come into downtown to go to a Lakers game or go to dinner or whatever it is. This is our reality. And so it's a very different reality. And we want a safe community. You know, we want a community that isn't just safe in terms of violent crime, but we want a neighborhood where, you know, your grandmother can walk down the street with your three-year-old and that feels comfortable and like a good, you know, wise decision in terms of the things that they're being exposed to too, right? It's really a moment in time that I think other cities like San Francisco are grappling with. And it's important to have that conversation because downtown, you know, isn't just a place that 90,000 people live, but it's also, you know, accounting for 27% of the city's tax revenue. So we've got a budget crisis, all these things. We really want to be able to have a thoughtful conversation about the reality of what our experience is.
I mean, I take it at the moment the grandmother and the three-year-old might not be able to do that at the moment. So just talk about the ideas for tackling public safety.
We wanted to get specific. We wanted to break through a lot of the political discourse. The top thing, really overwhelming consensus that folks wanted to see move forward was footbeats and bike patrols by the LAPD in downtown. And we've been looking a lot into this. 77% of the respondents said they want footbeat patrols and bike patrols downtown. You know, so a police officer on a block, walking up and down the block. Downtown is really unique relative to the rest of Los Angeles because between now and 2000, our residential population has gone up by 4x. So in 2000, you know, there were 18,000 people here during, you know, overnight. After 5 p.m., most people went home. That's a really different reality right now. And our public safety resources support, the allocation of LAPD officers is not commensurate with that neighborhood growth. So what we're really looking for is also a different kind of policing. Downtown is a dense, walkable urban environment. It's more like, you know, the Loop in Chicago or Manhattan or something along those lines where you've got a lot of people in a small area. And having police cars where, you know, the cops are kind of driving around responding to something in Chinatown or something in the Arts District, it's not the kind of policing we want in our neighborhood. We actually want cops on the street, by Ralph's, by the CVS, who get to know you to deter things from happening in the first place. And that's really important because it is this neighborhood that people come into. They walk, they come in, they go to Grand Central Market, they go up to the Broad, they go to the last bookstore. It's important that visitors can walk around and feel really comfortable doing those things. Our economy depends on it. So residents want footbeats. We want bike patrols. We want policing that reflects the kind of neighborhood we are, which is really different than, you know, a suburban kind of more spread out neighborhood, say in, you know, Sherman Oaks or something like that.
Is there any pushback from police to change their model of policing, which seems to need to happen, according to your survey?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've had some really good conversations, especially with the Central Division officers and leadership who cover the vast majority of downtown on behalf of LAPD. And they seem to have a real appetite for this. And some of these tactics and strategies aren't new. They've had bigger, broader details where they had more footbeat patrols in the past. And I think they actually have enthusiasm. A lot of what I've heard, at least, and the folks I've talked to agree. And they'd like to be, you know, more embedded in the community. But a lot of what I've heard is that it's really a resource issue.
And that resource issue is money, with the city in the middle of a financial crisis. And talking of crime, LA County is critically short of probation officers in the field. I talked with Dwight Thompson, one of the top union officials representing the officers. He blames red tape from the county department management. He tells me only 120 officers are overseeing more than 21,000 people who are out of prison on probation. You don't need to be good at math to know that that's a pretty high ratio. this situation must leave your members, you know, the rank and file officer, I mean, very frustrated, very kind of angry. And also it's a sort of public safety risk here, sort of, you know, would seem to feed into rising crime. I mean, it's a pretty bad situation, isn't it?
Yes, our membership is frustrated. They want to do their job. They want to do what they were hired to do. L.A. County probation used to be thought of as one of the most premier probation departments in the United States. We had over 5,000-6,000 probation officers. Since the new board of supervisors have come on, our department has shrunk to 2,500 probation officers. The crime is going up because our officers are being taken away from the field, being placed in juvenile hall. So in essence, what our chief probation officer is saying, it's more important to monitor 300 juveniles than it is to take care of the 21,000 that are on probation. They are not getting the treatment that they need. We are failing them, as well as the Board of Supervisors are failing the probation department right now.
Finally, an Oscar-winning and British actor got one of the ultimate Hollywood tributes today as he added his hand and footprints to the Chinese theater. Gary Oldman has played everything from the grumpiest boss in the world in the streaming spy series Slow Horses to winning the Academy Award for playing Winston Churchill in the movie Darkest Hour. He gave his acceptance speech on Hollywood Boulevard, talking about having just been knighted in the latest Royal Honours list.
This is very weird. I don't know if I can get used to this cigarry thing, but I'll try. I am all too aware of the hundred of talented artists that have preceded me and their contribution to the world of cinema. Roughly 200 celebrities have had their hands and their feet and their signatures imprinted in the concrete forecourt of this beautiful picture palace since its first ceremony in 1927. Never in my wildest dreams as a young boy growing up in South London could I have imagined standing here one day as an honoree.
Arise, Sir Gary. By the way, I used to live in South London. So a little bit of local pride there, but now I'm in LA. And this has been your LA Local for Friday, August 22nd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. That's all from me for now. Have a good and, of course, cool weekend. On Monday, you'll get your LA Local update from my colleague, Daniela DeRobio. For now, goodbye, good luck, and cheers.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.